You're listening to SBS News.
In the Albanian coastal city of Durrës, rescuers worked to free a young boy from the rubble of a collapsed building after a powerful pre-dawn earthquake. The child was pulled from the wreckage and taken to hospital. By Tuesday evening, at least 21 people had died, according to the Defence Ministry. Many are still searching for their loved ones. Sindrid Kaka spoke to reporters outside the biggest public hospital in Tirana, Albania's capital, where he had hoped to find his 15-year-old niece.
My sister is in a grave, life-threatening situation inside. The 12-year-old son is shocked. He's in a good health situation, but now the son-in-law and the girl have been lost. I have had no explanation at all. At least I should know. They're not in hospital, she's not here, nor in Lazer. I don't know where or which morgue I should go to.
The shallow 6.4 magnitude quake hit about 34 kilometres northwest of Tirana just before 4 in the morning, according to the US Geological Survey. At least three apartment buildings collapsed across the country while people slept. Albania's health ministry said around 600 people had been injured, some very seriously. Arben Zenilaj, head doctor at the Trauma University Hospital in Tirana, said 180 casualties were taken there for treatment.
They have mainly head and limb injuries. They've been under intensive supervision since they got here. Others had lighter injuries. All got the necessary treatment and have left the hospital.
Some 300 soldiers and 1,900 police were sent to assist with the rescue efforts, according to authorities. Aid also poured in from around Europe, with teams from Italy, Greece and Romania among those deployed to help. Meanwhile, Albanian Prime Minister Edi Rama visited quake-hit Tirana in the north, where he consoled residents left homeless. Christina Margini said her family's house was destroyed, forcing them to stay in makeshift tents with their neighbours.
The quake left us unsheltered. Everything is destroyed. The flats, windows, everything, and we cannot live there anymore.
More than 25 aftershocks have been recorded so far, including one of 5.3 magnitude. A separate earthquake also struck the city of Mostar in Bosnia on Tuesday. There were no immediate reports of serious injuries or damage. Cassandra Bain, SBS News.